bye week go for you guys? I mean, I know it came probably at the right time for you to heal some people up. And
yeah, it's always tough after a loss, especially the way we lost. But you're right, we did have a few guys hurt, a couple guys hopefully healed up and get a chance to get a few extra days of practice in. And Sunday night football against the Steelers. It's in our backyard, and it can get a whole lot bigger than that.
Anything in specific you're working on?
A little bit of everything. You know, things we've done poorly. You know, offense, defense, and special teams. Staying in shape, and at the same time, guys getting away from it a little bit mentally. You know, going through four preseason games and five regular season games. It's a good time for a little break for them. I don't really know. Still a little bit sore in practice today. We'll see how he feels on Wednesday.
When you say you're working on some of the things that you did poorly, what specifically, maybe, what did you hone in on anything in specific? Or?
Well, there's so many things that you're suggesting, isolate which one it was. Offensively, just kind of review, some of the things in the running game and the passing game, protections, blitzes, just different things you review on, defensively. Any time your rushing defense hasn't been very good, you want to work on those things and get a little bit better there. So we've been working on the things that statistically we haven't been very good at, and hopefully we make some strides.
Like the buzz and the excitement over the Rockies, does it remind you of some of your playoff runs that you've had, the way the city's reacting?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, it's really hard when you're in it. When you're away from it and you see what the Rockies done, you really get excited, because you can see, guys stepping up when they have to step up, the consistency in the playoffs. And I think it's probably more exciting, looking from the outside in than it is from the inside out, because you can see, guys kind of taking it game by game and really focusing on the job at hand and not getting kind of caught up into the hoopla, but just kind of concentrating on their job. So it's been fun to watch.
If those guys make game five of the World Series, it would be the same night you guys play on Monday night against the Packers. What do you think fans are going to do there?
Hoping we have that problem. Let's hope we have that problem. We'll all be happy.
Mike,
I think it might be a sweep anyhow if we get there, so we might not even get to five.
As tough as it's been for your team going into the bye, do you have your players kind of direct their attention to the AFC West standings that just a half game?
Mike, we've talked about this with you and me personally over the last couple of years, and we talk about it every year. It's way too early right now. You just take it game by game and try to get over the hump, very similar to what the Rockies did. You don't look at the long-range plan. You just take it day by day, and if you do that, then you got a chance to get better. You start counting on games right now with 11 left, you're going to be sitting at home.
You win 20 in your next 21?
What's that? I sure hope so. It'll be a nice little run. Especially, what is it, 7 in a row in the playoffs? I'll take that too.